You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has spent another day manoeuvring around questions surrounding Liberal MP Gladys Liu. New reports reveal the member for Chisholm promised foreign students a reference if they volunteered on her campaign. She's said to have made the offer to be a career referee, which could help with visa applications, on Chinese social media site WeChat. Labor's Home Affairs spokeswoman Christina Keneally questioned the government in Parliament on the issue.
Is the member for Chisholm actually in her political campaigning running a Visa for Volleys campaign program? Is that what this is? Why can't the government, why can't ministers in this government, why can't the Prime Minister simply stand before the Parliament, before the Australian people and say she is a fit and proper person? It's because we keep seeing reports like this come out day after day.
Despite the new developments, the government is standing firm. Finance Minister Matthias Cormann defended Ms. Liu in the Senate.
Gladys Liu is the elected member for Chisholm because a majority of Australians in Chisholm preferred her and the Liberal Party to the Labor alternative. Her Labor opponent was a member of the same organisations that Labor is now using for its disgraceful, unsubstantiated smear and dog whistle.
But Labor's Foreign Affairs spokeswoman Penny Wong says the government's just deflecting.
Yet again we see the arrogance of this government refusing to be accountable to this parliament, refusing to respond to public allegations, refusing to put the national interest first, and as they leave the chamber, ladies and gentlemen, this shows what this government thinks of the national interest. Walk out. Because you don't actually want to defend Australia's national interest. What a shameful group of cowards they are.
Mr. Morrison maintains there are no questions to answer, today receiving support from the Global Times newspaper in China. It's labelled the pursuit of Gladys Liu as paranoid hysteria and praised Mr. Morrison's support as decent gesture. Meanwhile, questions have been raised as to whether Assistant Customs Minister Jason Wood has breached the ministerial code. Labor alleges Mr. Wood ran a Liberal Party fundraiser out of a taxpayer-funded office. Deputy Labor Leader Richard Miles used question time to query the Prime Minister on the issue.
Is the Prime Minister confident that all members of the executive are abiding by his ministerial standards? Specifically, is he aware that the Pinnacle Club, an associated entity of the Liberal Party, has been operating out of the taxpayer-funded office of the Assistant Minister for Customs.
But Mr. Morrison's insisted there's nothing to see.
What we have from this very feeble opposition, Mr. Speaker, from this very lame opposition, Mr. Speaker, is the attempt to distract, frankly, from their own feebleness and their own lameness, Mr. Speaker, by seeking to smear other members of this House, when at the same time their own party is in an absolute shambles.
Late today, Mr. Wood's office released a statement saying,
Assistant Minister Wood manages his offices and expenses within the guidelines, resources provided for contacting a member or their staff, such as email addresses, PO boxes, etc., can be listed as contact details where parliamentarians or their staff are reporting to regulators such as the Australian Electoral Commission. It is not unusual for employees to provide their contact details so that they can be reached during business hours for activities outside of their usual hours of work.
Amy Hall, SBS News.